Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with myself, Matt Brown. And I'm joined down the line by Roy Katzer, who is an investment manager at Redmayne Bentley. Good morning, Roy.
Hi, Matt. You okay?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Good.
Let's kick off with the UK banks. We're into the thick of the reporting season for full year numbers from the UK banks. And we've had some bad numbers out from HSBC, some good numbers from Lloyds, and this morning, again, some good numbers from Barclays. What's your take on all these numbers coming through?
I think that generally speaking, you know, it does appear that we are seeing the worst of the sector. Doesn't seem so long back whenever it was sayonara for the banks in 2007, 2008. I think we are seeing we're getting towards the end of the PPI mis-selling scandal. The only way that you do have, actually, you look over your shoulder and whoops, another bank's fined again for something else. So, but apart from that, you know, it seems very positive, Matt.
No, indeed. And we've got RBS numbers coming up. HSBC really weren't great numbers, and I think that shocked the market a little bit. With regards to banks, and I believe you're a discretionary manager, are banks something that should now be in a portfolio? We're looking at potentially higher dividends, so certainly as a yield play, that could be a sector to have in your portfolio. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, from a personal standpoint, I mean, I've had Barclays, Lloyds, HSBC in my portfolios, and just held them actually for quite some time. Mm-hmm. But you sort of feel more confident now having them in your portfolios. I mean, you look at Lloyds yesterday, nice increase in the dividend, special dividend as well. So yeah, all looks more encouraging.
Good stuff. And are there any other sectors that you'd be looking at away from the banking sector to be holding in the UK?
I think if you look at the markets generally, you know, 7,300 seems high. We seem to be struggling to break out of that at the moment. Wall Street's had a tremendous run. I just think, you know, there's so many sectors and stocks where you can get good quality income yields, and that's probably the place to be, because if the market does downturn, I mean, the likes of Vodafone, utilities, they've not really performed in this latest 500-point rise. Mm-hmm. So if you've got good quality stocks like that in your portfolio with attractive income yields, then, you know, you should be well placed, really.
And we've seen, obviously, it's been spurred on by what they call a Trump bump. So the markets are at almost all-time highs, if not already there.
Sure.
But as you've already said, the defensive stocks have lagged that market. So would it be fair to say, if we do see a bit of profit-taking coming into this market, that potentially the defensive stocks could again come into play, these high-yield utility stocks, for example?
Yeah, and that's really what's going through my mind as well. I mean, you have to bear in mind that over the last, 3 months, Wall Street's risen, 3,000 points? I mean, that's a hell of a rise.
Yeah, indeed. So looking at the market, potentially for 2017, overall, do you think we've had this big push up at the start of the year, and moving now into the end of February? Can this continue, or does it really depend on corporate numbers being strong throughout the year?
I think a number of factors. I think one's got to look at sterling against the US dollar and the euro in terms of currency translation for the FTSE stocks. I think you've got to have a look at what happens in America with Donald Trump. All these promises about improving tax rates for companies and improving things for consumers. You know, if this all works out, yeah, the market could run a bit further. But it's early days yet, isn't it? Early days.
Yeah, indeed. And as I say, at these all-time highs, it's hard to say if we're going to continue with that uptrend. Certainly the trend seems to be there, and there seems to be a bit of support. I mean, well, one thing I've noted is volumes are actually quite light, certainly in the US. Mm. So play a major factor in all of this.
Yeah, there is that as well. And you know, you speak to people and you pick up in the press and nobody's raving bullish about the market, which is a good sign, I suppose.
Indeed. So, let's see how the rest of 2017 pans out. I'm sure we'll have you back on the show before the end. But Roy, thank you very much for your insight this morning. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you, Matt.
All the best.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.